Good evening. This is Paige Estrotori presenting the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. To kick off, homeowners in Western Australia are facing a crisis due to defective plumbing systems. Specifically, Aplex's ProFit Typlex 1050 pipes are at fault. Big-name insurers such as RAC and QBE are turning down renewal requests for homes with recurring water leaks. This leads to both financial strain and emotional stress for families impacted. Homeowners may need expensive renovations to replace the faulty infrastructure, sometimes causing delays to property sales. Experts suggest pre-purchase plumbing inspections and stronger industry regulation in response. This suggests an urgent need for reform in our industry to alleviate such insurance woes. Meanwhile, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission has introduced a new mandate, ASIC Corporation's Instrument 2024-508. This requirement is imposed on Australian financial services licensees to enhance record-keeping practices. They must now keep accurate records of personal advice for at least 7 years, whether their arrangement with the licensee is active or not. This change, which is likely to extend until October 2029, highlights the need to monitor legislative developments in the sector closely. Switching gears now to our youthful investors. In a surprising upward trend, Gen Z Australians are starting to invest more in homegrown stocks. eToro data showcases a 46% increase in Gen Z stock market engagement. These young investors also boosted their cash reserves by 14%, signaling a cautious strategy amidst high rents and inflation. They turned to our local markets seeking value and stability, contributing to a seismic shift in market dynamics. Now let's turn to the digital world of banking. Westpac Banking Corporation announced the end to cardless ATM withdrawals on Friday, October 11th. Moving forward, customers must use physical cards for cash withdrawals. Addressing security concerns, this change aligns with evolving safety protocols with the intent to impede unauthorized access and protect financial information, favoring security over convenience. This development underlines the dynamic balance between leveraging technological advancements and assurance of robust security in the financial field. That concludes today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap. For more on finance, insurance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori signing off.